This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Time for Kitchen Talk with Jonathan in Florida. What's happening at your house?
When we're putting down in the new cabinets, we're going to be, the current cabinets are hung on soffit from the ceiling. He's building the cabinets, but I have to tear out the old cabinets. My question was, what's the best way to go about tearing out the old soffit?
Okay, well, it's a bit of a job, but here's what you do. First of all, can you get the wall cabinets out? Do you need help with that?
I can get those out with a drill driver.
All right, well, the next thing you're going to do is cut the drywall off of the soffit, and I would try to cut it clean at the top and the bottom of the soffit because you need to create a seam here where you can easily seam in the new drywall patch.
Right.
So I would cut the drywall off of the soffit from the front and then the underside. That will allow you to kind of figure out how the soffit was made, because how you disassemble it is going to be based on...
It's like the opposite of how it was put together.
Exactly. You're basically going to disassemble it. Now, once you get it out of there, remember that the goal here is to have a very clean drywall seam. You may decide to cut it further into the ceiling, for example, at the top, so that you get into just an area of drywall where there's no spackle. It's just drywall itself, because then you could put another piece against that, tape it, and spackle it, and have a more invisible seam than if you tried to sort of line up a brand new seam with a very old piece of drywall that's sort of half covered with spackle and half not. But, you know, you're basically going to take it apart the same way it was put together. But the first step is to pull the drywall off the front and the bottom and see what you're working with.
What I did is I knocked a hole in it.
And what did you find?
The soffit is actually, looks like it was built without a top on it, so that there's actual, you can see into the roof.
Right. That means that they didn't put a drywall up across the ceiling and down the wall and then put the soffit on. They built the soffit at the time of the framing. That's what I expected you to find.
Okay.
So you're going to be looking at the bottom of the ceiling joist, and that's where the new drywall has to go. But just take your time on that seam and make sure it's as straight and clean as possible, because that's going to really bug you once you finish it if you still see that. If you can keep it where you cut it out, that's fine. If not, don't be afraid to go back another 4 to 6 inches, cut another clean seam and seam it up against that.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jonathan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Remodeling a kitchen, always a great home improvement project, gives you one of the best returns on investment.
It's a huge inconvenience, but it really does make a huge change.
But put the pizza guy on speed dial, because it's never going to be finished on time.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.